الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر، ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر. وعن عائشة رضي الله عنها قالت كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يجتهد في العشر الأواخر ما لا يجتهد في غيره. وعنها أيضا قالت كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا دخل العشر شد ميزرة وأحيا ليلة وأيقظ أهله، أو كما قالت رضي الله تعالى عنها. صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Honorable ulama, respected brothers and elders in Islam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of the worlds, and darud and salutation on our noble master Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are already now in the tail end of the month of Ramadan. We've finished the first 20 days, we're now into the last 10 days, the days of the emancipation from the fire of Jahannam. And we're already on the 22nd, going into the 23rd night of the month of Ramadan. When we started the month of Ramadan, and just before the month of Ramadan, we perhaps had certain goals. We had set some certain objectives that we wanted to achieve during the month of Ramadan. So, what we need to do now is we need to ascertain how far have I achieved those particular goals. Those objectives that I've actually placed for myself, and those a'mal which I wanted to be able to achieve, those bad habits that I wanted to shun, that I wanted to give up, how much have I been able to live up to that? So basically it's a time that we need to quickly reassess ourselves and ascertain, are we achieving, are we on the right track, or are we not on the right track? So when we're doing a business venture, or we change our systems in any field that we are in, then as we are progressing through then the trial and error period, then we want to check. So we always go back, we check, we see. Is it working? Is it not working? Have I progressed? Am I making a profit? Am I making a loss? So this month of Ramadan, now we're already right at the ending, we're in the tail end. And this is the time when the maximum benefit comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is when a special mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends on this ummah. Every night is a valuable night. Every night is precious in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From the entire year, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the month of Ramadan. And from the entire month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the last 10 days of Ramadan and gave it even more fadila. And from the last 10 days, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the odd nights of the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan and gave it even more fadila. So where to where? Now the question for us is, are we have achieved? If I in khatams, mashallah, am I on target for that? Or do I need to reset and say, no, I need to start realigning myself so I can reach the target quickly? Have I shunned my evil? Or do I need to say, start making more tawbah and reaffirm that intention that I made in the beginning? And change that intention also to say that, oh Allah, the sin that I had chosen or that I had decided to shun and give up in the month of Ramadan, that intention I'm extending it to, I'm not giving it up and only curtailing it for Ramadan, but I'm giving it up for my entire life. Because unfortunately what we tend to do is we tend to say, okay, in Ramadan I'll stop this. I'm not going to do this in the month of Ramadan. And I will dedicate myself to ibadah, which is great, which is alhamdulillah, which is a good thing to do. But at the same time, we can't say, oh Allah, okay, Ramadan, I'll obey you. And after Ramadan, then I won't obey you. Bishr Hafi used to say, Bi'is al-Qawm. That the worst nation is that nation who only worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the month of Ramadan. And then after Ramadan, they forget about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They forget of the ahkam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So again, let us reassess, let us reaffirm our intentions, push ourselves in this last few days. We are those people who have got a very unique guest, a very special guest. And now the time for the guest, if the time is coming closer as he has to, or that guest has to leave and depart. So what happens is now we start feeling sad. And now we start feeling that how do we take the maximum benefit out of this guest while it is still within us or what amongst us. And this is exactly how we need to treat the month of Ramadan. We basically got about 7 nights, 1 week, 1 week left. Next week, Friday night, probably the moon will be sighted and we will be having Eid on Saturday. So we've got exactly 1 week left. How are we going to take maximum benefit in this? Then in this 1 week, this is what we need to put into our life and focus now. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it such, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us that during the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan, that is the time when it is possibly Laylatul Qadr. That is why when we see the hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha, then Aisha radiallahu anha says that كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يجتهد في العشر الأواخر ما لا يجتهد في غيره. Nabi alayhi salam exerted himself in the last 10 nights to the level that he never did even in the rest of the month. Even more than he normally would exert himself, he would do in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. And she said that إِذَا دَخَلَ الْعَشْرَ, when the last 10 nights started and commenced, شَدَّ مِيزَرَ, Nabi alayhi salam tightened his belt. How we would say, tighten your belt. شَدَّ مِيزَرَ. And that could be a kinaya, and that could be reference to Nabi alayhi salam staying away from fulfilling even his desires with his wives as well. And at the same time, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam exerting himself to the fullest in the ibadah of Allah. Like we would say, tighten your belt, pull up your socks, exert yourself, roll up your sleeves. Shadda mizara. And start dedicating yourself to the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is shadda mizara. Wa ahya layla. And Nabi alayhi salam would remain awake during the last 10 nights of Ramadan in ibadah. So again, we need to see how much can we curtail, how much can we redistribute our work that we need to do, and see how maximum time can be spent in the ibadah of Allah. So if I can't manage the whole night, then I can at least take out half of the night, or I can take out few hours of the night, 2 to 3 hours, 2 hours of the night, and spend it in the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the time that you're spending on social media, phones, joking, playing, rather utilize that time in the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, ahya layla wa ayqadha ahla. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never used to just do it himself, but rather he used to also get his household to also awaken. And he used to wake the wives up of Rasulullah, of the noble consorts, Ummahatul Mu'mineen up. And he used to tell them, rise now. He used to go to Ali radiallahu anhu, Fatima radiallahu anha, and say, right, get up now, and you also spend the night in the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is what we need to do, and this is the practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he used to do this. Now this night of Laylatul Qadr is so precious. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Quran al-Kareem about it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. It is better than 1,000 months. Allah never said it is equal to 1,000 months. Allah said khayrum, it's better. How much better? Allah doesn't tell you that. That is infinite. That is in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Allah doesn't restrict it. Allah leaves it open. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, now khayrum min alfi shahr is what? If we have to put that into quantify, then what we say? 83 years and 4 months. 83 years and 4 months. So once somebody did a bit of a calculation, and they said if you do it, every second of that night is equal to 23 hours. So one day. Every second that you spend is equal to one day. And every minute you spend is equal to almost 2 months, to about 28 days. That's every minute. And every hour is equal to about 10 years of ibadah, 8 years or 10 years of ibadah. So just imagine, just for that one night, every second that we allow to pass, 23 hours, as if 23 hours went. As if one day is gone. One day of reward will be lost. One day of reward will be lost. Every second that ticks on that night. So how much we're losing out on? So we really need to exert ourselves and get ourselves ready for the month, for this last 10 days, and exert ourselves. The special ibadah for this night, or for this last 10 days, there we got our itikaf tents up. And mashallah, our brothers are sitting in itikaf. And then that is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And one of the main objectives of that was what? Is also to search for Laylatul Qadr. But that doesn't say that the mean that the rest of us who are not sitting in sunnah itikaf can't make nafil itikaf. One day of itikaf, the hadith in Fazail Amal, one day of nafil itikaf is equal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make three trenches between us and the fire of Jahannam. Three trenches between us and the fire of Jahannam, and every trench is the distance between the heavens and the earth. That's for one day of itikaf. So if we have to spend at least the odd nights, come spend in the masjid, sleep in the masjid, do your amal in the masjid, be part of the amal that takes place in the masjid during the last 10 nights, this is something that is meritorious. We can spend the night, go home, sleep a little bit, come back into the masjid, spend the rest of the night in ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is what the nafil itikaf is. So we can utilize, while we may not have had the ability to do the sunnah, but at least we can do the nafil itikaf. And this, inshallah, will enhance our spirituality and get us prepared to be able to maybe in the future to set for sunnah itikaf. So again, then to spend the night to spend these nights recitation of Quran al-Kareem, this is one of the things that we have to do. But Aisha radiallahu anha asked Nabi alayhi salam, should I find myself on this night, then what should I do? Should I find myself, and I know this is Laylatul Qadr, then what should I do? So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, make this dua, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. That, oh Allah, you are the most merciful, and you love to forgive. So Allah, you forgive me. So what that tells us? That tells us that one of the greatest a'mal that you do on this night is dua, and you ask for forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the speciality of every night in Ramadan, that we must spend our time asking and begging Allah for forgiveness. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent malaika down, and Allah ta'ala is sending the announcers to announce, Ala min mustaghfirin fa'aghfir lah. Is there no one seeking my forgiveness that I can forgive him? Is there no one asking for me that I may give him? For a fasting person, every day and night of Ramadan, there's a dua mustajaba. There's an accepted dua of his. At the time of iftar, it is time for making dua. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man qama Ramadana, or man qama laylat al-qadri imanan wa ihtisaban, غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. The one who fasts, the one who stands in Taraweeh, the one who spends Laylatul Qadr, all with Iman and Ihtisab, with true faith, and with hoping from reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the reward for him is غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. All his sins are forgiven. The Malaika come down with Jibreel alayhi salam, and when they make salam to everybody who is busy in ibadah. And after that, when they are leaving, they ask Ibrahim al-Islam, what has Allah done regarding these people now? Who are spending this night in ibadah? And the answer is given that Allah has forgiven them. So this is the great reward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept for spending this night, these nights in ibadah. And we don't know specifically which night it is. It could be any one of the odd nights in the last 10 nights. So let us exert ourselves. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah, of finding the Laylatul Qadr and spending it in ibadah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one who is deprived from Laylatul Qadr, فَقَدْ حُرِمَ. And he is a person who's been deprived of everything. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us that the person, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam cursed the person who the month of Ramadan came and it went by without him achieving any forgiveness. So this is the time to be able to reap and to get forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the full benefit of the month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it such that all our sins are forgiven. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us Jannatul Firdaus. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from the fire of Jahannam. As Nabi Sassam said, we must make this La ilaha illallah, Nastaghfirullah, that we must make a lot of dhikr of La ilaha illallah, of istighfar, and Nas'aluka al-Jannah, ask for Jannah, wa na'udhu bika minan nar, and ask protection from the fire of Jahannam. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
Sayyid Jazakum Allah Khairan to Mawlana Ridwan Hussain, Imam at Masjid al-Furqan in Houghton, and has been there in excess of 20 years serving the most critical important position, Imamat, as well as Maktab, which you know is the backbone, the salvation of our deen and our children's deen. May Allah Ta'ala reward Mawlana abundantly for sacrificing his valuable time to be with us for this very important and valuable advices. May Allah grant Qabuliyat, inshallah. Once again, an opportunity we have to show our love, dedication to Allah Ta'ala, and especially to his house, the noble honor of our wealth being accepted for the house of Allah Ta'ala is indeed a special favor from Allah Ta'ala. Month of Ramadan, we know good deeds are multiplied manifold. The rewards of spending in the way of Allah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would peak in his generosity during the month of Ramadan. So once again, let us inshallah open up our hearts, donate as generously as possible towards the house of Allah Ta'ala and whatever goes around there, inshallah. Also a reminder that the Sadaqatul Fitr collection will be done from Monday onwards, inshallah. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday nights, the Fitra Sadaqatul Fitr collection will be done from Monday onwards, inshallah.
الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي وهب لنا ليلة القدر هي خير من ألف شهر وأفضل أفراد الزمان وشرع لنا الاعتكاف في بيوت الرحمن ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمد عبده ورسوله سيد أهل البوادي والعمران صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه سادات أهل الإيمان والإرفان أما بعد فقد حان العشر الأخير من رمضان هو زمان الاعتكاف وزمان تحري ليلة القدر لنيل الأجر والرضوان وقد نطق بفضلهما الحديث والقرآن فقد قال الله تعالى ولا تباشرهن وأنتم عاكفون في المساجد وقال الله تعالى ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من قام ليلة القدر إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه قال عليه الصلاة والسلام لله فيه ليلة خير من ألف شهر من حرم خيرها فقد حرم وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام إذا كان ليلة القدر نزل جبرائيل في كبكبة من الملائكة يصلون على كل عبد قائم أو قاعد يذكر الله عز وجل وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام في المعتكف هو يعتكف الذنوب ويجري له من الحسنات كعامل الحسنات كلها وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام تحروا ليلة القدر في العشر الأواخر من رمضان وقال سعيد بن المسيب من شهد ليلة القدر في جماعة فقد أخذ بحظه منها وكأنه تفسير للمرفوع من حرم خيرها فقد حرم فالذي شهد في جماعة لم يحرم خيرها أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم والفجر وليال العشر والشفع والوتر بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا بالآيات وذكر الحكيم إنه تعالى جواد كريم ملك بر رؤوف رحيم أستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمد عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي ساعة. من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد، ومن يعصهما فإنه لا يضر إلى نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات، وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله تعالى عنه، وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه، وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله تعالى عنه، وأقضاهم علي رضي الله تعالى عنه، وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنها، والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنهما، وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله رضي الله تعالى عنه. اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده رضي الله تعالى عنهما وعن الصحابة كلهم أجمعين مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا. الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذهم غرضا من بعدي، ومن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم، وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم أعز الإسلام وأنصاره، وأذل الشرك وأشراره، لما تحب وترضى، واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان، اللهم انصر المؤمنين المستضعفين في كل مكان. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروني يذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. أقيموا الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
Straighten ourselves, fill in all the gaps in between. Allahu Akbar.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawm al-Din, Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'in. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى. سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله، إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى، ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى. سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا. قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى، بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى. إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى، صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله الله استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك ربنا وتعاليت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا مؤتي لما منعت ولا راد لما قضيت ولا ينفو ذا الجد منك الجد ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة عين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما ربنا اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب
اللهم إنا نسألك من كل خير ما سألك من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.